أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى has created us, created this dunya, given us our time in this dunya to prepare for akhirat. Not to live it up in this dunya, to see to our necessities of dunya, but our object of life is the akhirah. For that, Allah tabaraka ta'ala has given us certain occasions which are much more valuable, precious, rewarding than other occasions. That now the month of Rajab has come, and the season of preparation for akhirat is very, very hot now. Everything, the reward of things are increased very greatly. First of all, every Jum'ah we get. Jum'ah is a very great day. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Jum'ah is Sayyidul Ayyam. It is the king of all the days of the week. Khayru yawmin tatla'u fihi shams al-jum'ah. The best day in the week in which the sun rises is the day of Jum'ah. Jum'ah is a night, is an Eid, which in the hadith is referred to as more greater than the other two Eids also. Ulama have written, the night of Jum'ah is more valuable than Laylatul Qadr also. And we don't appreciate how many nights of Jum'ah have gone past. We didn't even pay any attention. Jum'ahs are coming and Jum'ahs are going, but we don't pay attention. We can earn so much. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And one special ibadah of Jumu'ah is salawat ala nabi, durood sharif. Just like a special ibadah of Madinah sharif is durood sharif, every Jumu'ah also a special ibadah is durood sharif. It is narrated in a hadith, a person who reads 100 times durood sharif a day. For in some hadith it is mentioned for Jumu'ah, for others for every day also. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, bara'atu minan nar, bara'atu minan nifaq. That person will be free from nifaq, hypocrisy. One of the worst sins is to be a two-faced person. When you are this people, you sing their song. And when you are the opposite people, you sing their song. You haven't got direction in your life. That is the worst type of person, and the worst punishment is also for a munafiq. And it comes in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqs will be in the lowest pits of Jahannam. And the explanation of that punishment is given, they will be in iron coffins that have burned red hot, and they won't be able to move, and they will be just there forever. Who can tolerate that? And we all have to think that am I not guilty of this hypocrisy? That I, when I speak to this people, I speak how they like. When I speak to those people, I speak how they like. We are two-faced. And this is very common. So by reading 100 times durood a day, by the barakat of it, Allah will save us of this terrible sin and the punishment that comes after it also. And bara'atum minan nar. The person will be freed from the fire of Jahannam. So simple, to read 100 times durood sharif is 2 minutes comfortably. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who can say, I haven't got 2 minutes to for my own good, to get safe from hypocrisy, to get safe from the adab of hypocrisy, to get safe from the fire of Jahannam. Who can say, I haven't got 2 minutes, but just we don't pay attention. Today is Jum'ah. Each one of us asks, how many times did I read Durood Sharif today? We are very, very negligent. May Allah give us tawfiq. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood, Allah will fulfill 100 needs of his. 70 of the Akhirat, where our needs will be much, much more greater than this dunya. We are only concerned of dunya, of small, small things. My toilet door latch is not working, I'm worried about that. I must fix it up. My system is not working, I must fix it up. And we have to, but who worries about akhirat? to get fixed up for Akhirah. That is the big worry. By reading 100 times Durood, Allah will fulfill 70 of our needs of the Akhirah and 30 of this dunya. Dunya, all the things that we try to do, we are doing, we cannot manage to do, Allah will fulfill them by the barakat of Durood Sharif. Just 2 minutes a day, 100 times Durood Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood, Allah will give him the maut of a shaheed, a martyr, which is very great and honorable. And to become a shaheed, a person has to be on the battlefield. Bombs are falling. There is gunfire all around. There are mortars exploding. Your wife becomes a widow. Your children become orphans. But sitting like now in the comfort of the masjid, no difficulty to read 100 times, 2 minutes Durood Sharif, we can get that same position. May Allah give us tawfiq and understanding, and at least worry about our own welfare, our own good. It's not a matter of becoming pious or something, but just our need it is. A person who reads Durood Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is a Durood Sharif, is Salatu ala Nabi Mustajabun Qat, 100% accepted. Many of us have come, we have made some namazas, we will be making our faras, all our namazas, but we haven't got guarantee it is accepted. We hope from Allah, Allah's mercy is very great. Inshallah, Allah will accept, but we haven't got guarantee. But be sure, Durood Sharif is 100% accepted. And on what Durood is read, that is also accepted. So we should not keep away, read as much Durood Sharif as possible. The fitnas which are presently, all calamities, individually we are facing, the ummah is facing, the solution of it is to turn to Quran and Hadith. And one particular fitna, especially for the fitnas of Dajjal, which are now so common, is to read Surah Kahf. If we read at least, it is the verses for this also, the first 10 ayat every day and the last 10 ayat. So every morning if we read the first 10 ayats, which is not even a minute, and at night last 10 ayats, another minute, and Allah will save us from the fitnas of Dajjal. And on Friday, try and read the whole surah. It's a middle of 15 supara till about before the first quarter of the 16th supara. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Also, it is narrated in the hadith, a person who will read after Jummah 100 times, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. Let us repeat it. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. 100 times, which is about 2 or 2.5 minutes it will take us. Then 100,000 of our sins will be forgiven. And 24,000 sins of our parents, mother, father, their sins will be forgiven. How happy won't our parents be if they are in the qabr, we read it, and Allah has forgiven so many sins of theirs. How happy won't they be with us? And so easy, and not necessary to sit in the masjid while we are walking out, while we are going back to shop, going home, we can be reading it. So, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. Then this great and auspicious occasion has come, where the season has started to prepare for Akhirah. When the season is very hot, and it starts off with this month of Rajab. And this is Ashur-e-Hurum, one of the 4 sacred months. And one aspect of the 4 sacred months are that whatever ibadat is done in them, the reward is multiplied much more than other times. And also we should be careful, whatever sin is committed in these 4 months, the sin is also magnified, is also made much more. The sin is so terrible, it is like a person who is in ihram, and he is in the haram, and he commits a sin. So terrible is the sin. So we should be very careful about the sin of the eyes, our tongue, what we are speaking, backbiting, slandering, etc. The sin of the cell phone, the mobile, and what things we are going on there. It's very, very terrible. Also, one speciality of these 4 months is, whatever a person will do, good things, it will become his habit forever. There are many good things we want to do, but we find we start and we stop. We start and we stop. But do it in this 4 months, and it will remain for us forever. many bad habits we got. We hate ourselves for it. We want to get rid of those bad habits. Just in this 4 months, pay more attention and it will go out of our life permanently. This month of Rajab is from the word Tarjeeb, and that means honor. This month is honorable. Whoever will honor this month, he will become honorable. And one particular thing, a person who will repent, make tawbah in this month, Allah will honor that person very, very greatly. Another name of this month is Al-Asab. Al-Asab, fast flowing, heavy flowing. That is, Allah's rahmat flows heavily and very fastly in this month. Let us just turn to Allah and we'll see how Allah's rahmat is coming and flowing. Another name is Al-Asab, the death. That is, during these 4 months, and this is in the sequence, it's the first month in the sequence, that there was no warfare. The people shouldn't hear anything about battle, war cries, drums being beaten. It was a deaf month. In other words, no warfare whatsoever. And also, Rajab is the name of a river in Jannah, whose water, all the water, rivers of Jannah, more whiter than milk, more sweeter than honey, and more pure than water, more enjoyable than wine. But Rajab is more special than all that. And that will be exclusive for those people who keep rozas, who fast in the month of Rajab. At least let us try what are known ayyami veer, the bright days. That is the 13th, 14th and 15th, when it is the full moon. Those days the virtues are more greater of fasting. Monday and Thursday let us fast. And how much more we can, so that we can qualify for that wonderful river of Rajab in the Akhirah. The month of Rajab also heralds in the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Mi'raj is a great imani booster. That how Allah Ta'ala in His great Qudrat took Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam for this great journey. Our iman will become strong that Allah has got all power. And Allah can honor a person so greatly. Where Jibreel alayhi salam couldn't reach, Allah's Nabi, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached there. So it is a great, great month. And the sum total of Mi'raj is namaz, salah. And namaz is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. We all know first 50 namazes were made for us. 50. Then it was brought down to 5. Today we just make 5 namazes. We still get the sawab as though we have made 50 namazes. Namaz is the solution to all our problems. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Any problem, turn to salah. Allah will sort it out. The literal meaning of salat is dua. It is such a namaz that whatever needs you have, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill it. Salat tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. We make our namaz and do it correctly, namaz will stop us from all wrong and evil deeds. Namaz is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. Let us observe it. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made special dua for these months. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us barakat in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and let us reach the great and auspicious month of Ramadan. Then comes the month of Sha'ban, which is also a very great month. The most rozas, fast Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept out of the month of Ramadan was in the month of Sha'ban. And the reason Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives is that our actions are presented to Allah and then decisions are made. How did we fare? Like we do our financials once a year. And then we see that how was our business in this year? And what decisions are made for the next year? All this happens in Sha'ban. And the height of it is the 15th of Sha'ban. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam kept rozas, that when my actions are presented to Allah, then I be in a state of fasting, that Allah has mercy on me. So we should keep fast, and particularly the 15th day. That is a day of ayyami veer also as it is. And also it is a day, on that day is the particular hisab kitab, all the accountability, is the whole month. but this is the height of it. And the night we should spend in ibadat of that night. Then of course comes the great, great month of Ramadan. Let us not waste our time. Let us get in gear. Let us get in lane before time so that when Ramadan comes we are fully prepared. The first 10 days of Ramadan are the days of maghfirah, forgiveness from of rahmat, or the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. The second day, 10 days are the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. The last 10 days is freedom and salvation from the fire of Jahannam. Let us work in this direction and we get freed from the fire of Jahannam. We can't tolerate one boiling drop of water. Steam we can't tolerate. Smoke we can't take. How are we going to take the fire of Jahannam? This is the way to get saved from it. The last 10 nights, last 10 days have got the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The most greatest nights. In them are the odd nights. In them is Laylatul Qadr. Khairum min alf shahr. One night's ibadah. 4 or 5 hours. Now in summer, short nights. And the sawab of 1,000 months. 83 years and 4 months. Who, which boss, which business, which offer can be? You work for 4 hours and you get the reward of over 80. Khairum min alf shahr. Not only equal to, but more better. So this is what we must get used to. That night is not difficult. Stay awake the whole night. Okay, if we sleep also, no problem. But make ibadat in that night particularly. And it's not difficult to stay awake also. And then comes the night of jaiza, prize giving. Then comes the night of Eid. And then comes the day of Eid. And the morning of Eid, when people are going for Eid namaz, there is a great, great commotion, event that is taking place. Allah is asking the malaika that if my servants have done their job, what should be done? He said they should be paid now. Allah made them witness that I have forgiven all their sins. I won't disgrace them in front of the non. Great, great things please take place at that time. Then comes the month of Shawwal. With the first of Shawwal, the season of Hajj starts. And that's another great, great occasion. Anyone to go to the house of your beloved. Your beloved is your beloved. But just to go to the house of your beloved, you enjoy going. And when you're getting married and where your fiancé is, or after you are just married, you just love going there all the time. To go to the house of Allah Ta'ala. And not only the house, Allah Himself. A person who goes to Baytullah, he will find Rabbul Bayt. A person who goes to Baytullah, the house of Allah, he will find the owner of the house. He will find Rabbul Bayt there. And a person who has found Allah and knows who Allah is and his connection is with Allah. Ye tu mera, to har shay meri, zameen meri, asma mera. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. The heavens, the earth are mine. So this is the time to find Allah Ta'ala. And then after the month, now Shawwal starts, is the Muslim of Hajj now. Then Zulqada comes, which is another month of the sacred month. And then Zulhijjah, Allahu Akbar, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, the greatest days in the whole year. And those 10 days, the greatest ibadat, third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Great, great these words to say them. A person reads salatu tasbih 300 times in that namaz of about 15-20 minutes, and what great rewards he gets. And then the greatest day of the year is the day of Arafat, the 9th of Zulhijjah, when all are there on the plains of Arafat. People are all making dua. Allah becomes the most happy on that day. And Allah forgives wholesale. What is wholesale? Wholesale is Allah is just forgiving. So those great days are coming. And then Qurbani comes. Hey, what a great occasion Allah has given us. The great sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah did not confine it to Mina. Allah did not confine it to the Hajis or to the Muslims. Even non-Muslims benefit from Qurbani. Qurbani meat we are permitted to give to non-Muslims also. So Allah made it universal, the whole world, this great sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And if we do it properly, with all its requisite spirituality, we will advance spiritually. We will go to great heights. So all this occasion is there. And then Allah finishes it with the great month of Muharram, which is also one of the sacred months. And the first 10 days of Muharram also, all 10 days are valuable. Every Roza fast of Muharram is equal to 30 days of Roza. The 9th and 10th are particularly very valuable. The Roza's fast of those 2 days also. And the particular thing that we don't imitate the non-believers. We don't make the shabbu bil kuffar. That is a great lesson that we learn on this occasion. So Allah let us benefit from this. So if we do this, our whole deen, the whole year, our whole life are the special occasions. These are extra special occasions. Let us not lose out on them. We don't know if we'll be even for this Ramzan. And then next Ramzan is very far. Who will be living, who will be dying, we don't know. Let us make the best of it. And for that Allah has given us our beautiful deen of Islam. And Allah for that, in that way, has made dunya, a dunya mazra'atul akhirah. It is a farm and a tillage for the akhirah, where we can earn all this. So if we do that, follow our beautiful deen. And then for following the deen, we need our ulama who will guide us. And those ulama who will teach us about the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The original pure deen, not the adulterated deen, not a modern deen of modernism and liberalism and interfaith things and videoing and photographs and YouTube and television. Not that deen. See the Christians also today, who is a real strong Christian who believes more that Isa al-Islam is the Son of God, that He is God, whereas that is totally against Christianity, totally against what Isa al-Islam is taught. So let us also not make this mistake that we forget the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We bring new teachings of modernism in our lives, liberalism. We socialize and associate with those people. Those people, your friends, friend is your friend. Your friend's enemy is your enemy. So those people who are the enemies of Allah. Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهِ. Have you not seen those evil, stupid people who make friends with the enemies of Allah? And then after that Allah mentions their punishment. So not to be the enemy, that is out of the question. Don't be even a friend, don't socialize at all. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu bitanatan min dunikum. Don't take other people as your bosom and close friend. Don't socialize those who are against you. Return to those who will teach you your deen correctly. The deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The deen of ma ana alayhi wa sahabi, which I am on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and which my sahaba follow. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Anyone who wants to follow any other way besides the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the sahaba, or any modern way, any liberal way, any way of the feminist, any way of the of all these new things, interfaith, etc., don't follow that. Follow the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq, guide us to righteousness. There will be a ladies program also in the afternoon. At night there will be, after Maghrib will be a bayan. Try and attend. Encourage other brothers also. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdi ta'ala rabbil alamin.